Chapter 14, Duplicate and Delegate. Put 92% of the work on autopilot and stream the rest. In the beginning stages of building your business, you should be completely involved in every aspect of the business. You should build the day trading system, develop your buyer's list and your seller's database, prepare your contracts, line up your source of day trading funds, and recruit a dream team of professionals to help you. Then you can start making offers and doing some deals. At this point, you should delegate as much of the work as possible to others. Automate everything you can. Hire answering services or call capture services to take initial calls from buyers and sellers. Let your services screen out the suspects and give you the prospects to talk to personally. Use bird dogs to bring you deals. Use scouts to drive around your target neighborhoods looking for vacant houses in need of repair. Automate your follow-ups using autoresponders to contact and keep in touch with buyers, sellers, realtors, and professionals on your dream team. Delegate your closings to your attorney or title company. You sign off on every deal, but once you sign off on it, let your professionals handle the documents and formalities of closing. This allows you to spend your time doing what is most important to your business, making offers. By now, you should be closing lots of deals and have your day trading business up and running. But you are still an important part of making offers and buying and selling houses. I personally never do this anymore. I don't do any prospecting, networking, or marketing to find motivated buyers and sellers. I don't get involved in closings. I don't search for professionals to help close my deals. I don't even make offers, and I'm not involved in negotiations with sellers. I don't advertise for buyers, yet I buy and sell many houses a month and receive a steady cash income. I'm not involved in the day-to-day business because I learned how to duplicate myself. I didn't go into real estate to replace my job. I didn't quit one job just for another job. I want to be free and independently wealthy. I've done this by duplicating myself. Duplicate yourself. There are two ways to duplicate yourself. Hire virtual assistants for all the routine and administrative tasks of the business, and hire property acquisition managers to make offers, negotiate deals, and buy and sell houses for you. You can hire virtual assistants to do the things that you are currently doing, like scanning the internet for motivated sellers who own distressed houses. Virtual assistants can track down anyone you need on your team to help you buy houses. And remember, it doesn't have to be where you live. Using this day trading system, you can buy and sell houses that are located in the next state or clear across the country. We have day traded houses in many different states so far. There is no geographical limit to day trading houses. Hire virtual assistants. Many businesses are using virtual assistants. A virtual assistant is someone who does tasks for you but does not work from your location. It could be a secretary, salesperson, graphics designer, telemarketer, or so on. The neat thing about using virtual assistants is that you do not need an office location for them to go to. There are many websites you can use to hire them. Some websites list the people looking for work, their skills, and candidates may even have taken tests at the website and been graded on their skills in certain areas. For example, if you go to Upwork.com, you can search for a virtual assistant in the Philippines that offers customer service or telemarketing skills and will work for between $1 and $3 per hour. Then you hire the virtual assistant to take calls from people who need to sell their houses. Just give your virtual assistant a script and they can separate the suspects from the prospects for you. Then you are not wasting your time. Think about it. For only $40 to $120 a week, you can have a full-time person taking all of your calls. However, you do not need to hire them full-time if you aren't ready. You can limit their weekly hours to any amount you want. If you do not have that many leads coming in yet, your virtual assistant can also do other things for you, like signing you up at Facebook groups for real estate, creating profiles on some of the social networking sites, making calls on the sell ads on the internet to find properties, helping you build your buyers list, and more. The reason you want to choose virtual assistants from the Philippines is that they speak very clear English and have great work ethics, not to mention the fact that they will work for you very inexpensively. However, if you find one that you like, I would suggest that you pay them a little more than they are requiring to keep them happy and from looking for another job. Virtual assistants can help you with any routine or random task that don't require your physical presence. Here are some of the sites that offer virtual assistants for real estate investors so you can delegate everything you would ever need to do in your day trading business. 247virtualassistants.com. Real Estate Virtual Assistant Services.com. VA, the number 4, REI.com. And virtualofficeva.com. Hire in-house acquisition managers and sales managers. You want to hire people to help you, but you need to maintain control. You've got to stay involved in the business, oversee your employees, and sign off on everything. It's like my mother-in-law Lynn says, the best fertilizer in an orange grove is the footsteps of the owner. I have never forgotten that and never will. Make sure you are the fertilizer for your organization. This section is very exciting because it tells you how I was able to go to the next level and take myself completely out of the day trading process. I'll teach you how to practically automate yourself right out of a job, like I did. What would you do if you didn't have to work? Michael Gerber would be proud. Think about it. Now I have time to help raise my son, spend afternoons and evenings with my wife at our lake home. I just got back from a Caribbean cruise. Did my company suffer without me? Not a bit. They hardly knew I was gone. I'm reachable in case of an emergency, but for day-to-day business, I'm absolutely not needed. It's all possible because I was able to hire independent property acquisition managers and sales reps to buy and sell houses for me. I have more time and I can day trade many more houses. If I am the only one identifying houses, making offers, contracting, and buying and selling houses, then there are only a certain number of houses that I can buy. By duplicating myself with three additional people, I can day trade three times as many houses. How did I get to this point? I hired independent acquisition managers and sales reps to follow the instructions and do the deals just like I did them before. Make sure you personally know all of the processes and procedures of buying and selling property before trying to hire someone to work for you. The worst thing that could happen is that the person you hire knows more than you about closing. Also, no matter how successful you become and no matter how many people you hire, it is very important that you continue to sign off on any upcoming closings. Property acquisition managers. Commission-based employees. Here is the way I used to pay my acquisition managers. In fact, the description below is when my acquisition managers used to also sell the properties as well. Now, I have acquisition managers buy and sales reps sell. Anyway, here is what we used to do. Each acquisition manager is a commission-based employee of my company. I give them the opportunity to earn commissions on their own deals and on the deals of trainees who work under them. Everyone starts as an apprentice. An apprentice uses my real estate day trading system to buy and sell properties and trains apprentices under them as well, according to the guidelines provided. They are taught the same things that you have learned in this book. New employees have 90 days to close their first transaction. The commission pay rate is based on the net amount of income each apprentice generates for the company. On income from $0 to $10,000, the apprentice gets 15%. From $10,001 to $25,000, the commission is 20%. And on income in excess of $25,000, the commission is 25%. When they start, each apprentice is assigned a team leader. The team leader gets paid the exact same thing as the apprentice when they close a deal. This means that the team leader has a vested interest in helping the apprentices close their deals. If an apprentice closes a deal and makes $2,500, their team leader also gets paid $2,500 for being there to help. After an apprentice closes five deals, he or she may become a team leader. After an apprentice becomes a team leader, the person who was his or her team leader will still make 10% of what the new team leader makes on personal transactions and on their apprentice's transactions. All apprentices and team leaders have the goal of making a minimum number of offers a day, and they also have the goal of putting properties under contract according to the following schedule. 30 days, one property under contract. 60 days, three under contract and one closing. 90 days, five under contract and two closings. Now remember, this is what I used to do. Now, here is another way to hire that I also used to do, having acquisition managers who buy properties and sales reps that sell properties. Each gets 20% of the net profit from the deal they were involved in. So if your net profit is $10,000, the acquisition manager gets 20% or $2,000, and sales rep gets $2,000. This is simple to keep up with. The only downside is each is dependent on the other, so it was tough to keep them working together and motivated. I would have sales reps sometimes waiting on properties to sell, and sometimes acquisition managers were waiting on sales reps to sell a house so they could all get paid. Here is what I do now. Since acquisitions is primarily an in-the-office administrative task, analyzing and submitting bids, I pay them $500 a week plus a small commission when a deal closes. Then I pay the sales reps a small salary as well, but a larger commission when the deal closes. This is because the sales rep is actually having to do more selling and get the buyer committed and push the deal through to closing. Employee or independent contractor. When hiring someone, please make sure that you know all of your state's rules, regulations, and requirements for hiring and paying employees. This includes reporting and paying taxes as well. If you are thinking about hiring people as independent contractors, make sure that you know the laws and the IRS rules and test before determining whether or not a person is considered an employee or an independent contractor. The IRS has a 20-rule test, which you can find at irs.gov. The most important thing that I can stress to you when hiring people to work in your day trading business is to find honest, ethical, and moral people with a good work ethic. They don't have to have any real estate experience. In fact, I would rather they don't. The best way to deal with this up front is to have a conversation about the bigger picture. Everyone has plans, goals, and dreams. They just don't know how to go about achieving them. A job with your company could be the opening that will enable your employees to achieve something important in their lives. I have a great team in my office, and they work very hard and make a lot of money buying and selling houses with me.